Exclusive, Representative Derek Van Orden. Rashida Tlaib and pro-Hamas protesters might as well be wearing Klan hoods. By Bradley J. on October 30, 2023. Representative Derek Van Orden, R.Y. joined Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM to share the shocking findings from his recent mission to Israel in the aftermath of the Hamas attack on the United States ally. I have multiple combat tours around the world and seen some of the most terrible things you can possibly imagine, Van Orden said, and by orders of magnitude. What these Hamas savages did to the Israeli people is far and away the most horrific thing I've ever been around. It wasn't just Hamas fighters, he noted. Just regular Joes from the Gaza Strip went in there and committed some of these crimes. And they're just brutal rapes, murdering children, slaughtering innocent people, and it was on purpose. It wasn't an accident. Van Orden referenced the legal concept of fruit from the poisonous tree, saying every single civilian that is going to get killed in Gaza, every building that's going to be destroyed in Gaza, every bit of infrastructure that is going to be wrecked in Gaza is a direct result of Hamas attacking and intentionally targeting and killing 1,500 or 1,800 Israeli civilians. Hamas terrorists killed 1,200 people in Israel, the vast majority of them civilians, and over 200 were taken as hostages to the Gaza Strip. Hamas reportedly is continuing to kill hostages. Hamas fighters live-streamed many of their crimes, showcasing their barbarity to the world. Van Orden, no stranger to the horrors of war, described his inability to watch some of these painful videos. With acts as violent as Hamas fighters gang-raping women to the point where they were fracturing their pelvis and their spines. 90% of the videos that these beasts filmed, I couldn't watch them, he said. We're having our 10th grandchild. We just had our daughter die 2 months ago of cancer. So I understand this at a real visceral level, and I simply couldn't watch them. Having a pregnant woman, full-term pregnancy, gang-raped, then the fetus cut out of her body while she's alive and then executing the fetus while it's still attached to her by an umbilical cord, and executing her. It was so antithetical to anything human that I've ever seen in my life. Related, graphic content warning, watch, home where Hamas murdered an Israeli family in Kibbutz Be'eri. Van Orden turned to our own country, where stunningly, pro-Palestinian and even pro-Hamas demonstrations are taking place by protesters denying the severity of the crimes taking place overseas or claiming they are no worse than Israeli military retaliation against Hamas. When people are trying to equivocate what's taking place in Gaza with that, it's impossible. And these people that are doing this are fools and they're anti-Semites. And they might as well put a swastika on their shirt and march down the street. The people that are saying from river to the sea, that saying that they put on George Washington University, that they projected on there, that means from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea, and that means eradicating Jews completely from there. So they're calling for genocide actively in American campuses today, and marching the streets around the world. They're calling for genocide. And you better damn well wake up now, because it's a repeat of what took place in Nazi Germany in the late 20s and 30s. Van Orden didn't mince words when sharing his views on Representative Rashida Tlaib. DME, who led a group of pro-Hamas protesters into a U.S. House of Representatives building to illegally protest and call for Israel to immediately stop all retaliation against Hamas. Rashida Tlaib and the folks that follow her ideology might as well be wearing Klan hoods. They're anti-Semites. They're preaching hate. They're preaching genocide. They have no business being in Congress at all. If someone were to show up on the floor of the House wearing a Klan outfit, they would be thrown out of there in a second. What's the difference between that and calling for the eradication of Jewish people? There is no difference. The time for being cordial is over. The time for saying that these people have an equal right to express their opinions about genocide is not true. These people have a public platform where they're preaching actual genocide. It's not a microaggression, it's not I don't like the way that you're living your lifestyle. All this crap that they've been saying people have been doing for the past decade or so. It's not that. These people are calling for genocide. And they're members of Congress, and they don't belong there. Van Orden discussed the two-tiered justice system for Democrats and the rest of America, referencing Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, who recently worked out an incredibly lenient deal with the D.C. Attorney General for pulling a fire alarm allegedly to obstruct the official business of Congress, contrasting his deal with the treatment of January 6 prisoners. Breitbart News first reported Bowman removed emergency warning signs before pulling the fire alarm, destroying Bowman's claim that he pulled the alarm in order to open the door. The Democrats want their cake and to eat it too. Jamal Bowman, that guy intentionally removed the sign and then pulled a fire alarm and then walked back through the Canada Rotunda down a flight of stairs to the 24-hour entrance that he knew was already open. And he did that to delay a vote. That's obstruction of Congress. That's why we've got, I don't know how many folks, in prison or in the D.C. jail right now. He did what they did in a very, very intentional manner. And he's getting what, a traffic ticket essentially? And they've been in the gulag for a year now. If you added up the misdemeanors and felonies that he committed, he's facing like 36 years in prison. And he got a traffic ticket. You know why? Because he's a member of the Democrat Party. And he's in Washington, D.C. The time for sugarcoating stuff is over, man. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters.